This is Mary Jane, and on February 4th, 2007, I braved the parking downtown in order to talk with a member of my most favorite San Diego band, Hot Like a Robot.
I'm Jordan from Hot Like a Robot.
So my first question is that if you could just explain how the band got started and how it's evolved since it started, since Hot Like a Robot's been around for quite a while.
We started out of high school. We all went to high school together, and we kind of really haven't evolved either way, like band members wise, but musically I think we've kind of stayed on the same track, which is just kind of melodic and different than other San Diego stuff.
Which of all of Hot Like a Robot releases do you think best describes what the band is about or trying to convey?
I think our first CD, because it's just completely us. Not to say that other records aren't completely us, it just, I think it captures the moment in time, and it's just everything that Hot Like a Robot is pretty much on that record.
Your latest album, Virgin Night, was released under Skeleton Crew Records, which is owned by My Chemical Romance's Frank I. So how has being released under a bigger name changed the band?
Hasn't changed us at all, actually. I mean, we're pretty much doing the same stuff we always did, just working, writing music. Didn't really change our lives at all.
But, I mean, you guys are getting, bigger media publicity. You were recently in Spin Magazine.
Yeah, he did. He dropped our name. I mean, that was kind of cool. I mean, on that scale, it's totally awesome, and it's totally something we wouldn't get before. But at the same time, yeah, we haven't, seen a huge difference. I mean, we still play the same shows, and we're not enjoying some, major success.
What made you guys decide to sign with that record company label?
I think we were kind of just backed up against a wall. We didn't really have any offers, and we hadn't really written our new record, so we just met Frank on Warped Tour, and then he just offered to put out our next record, so that kind of just gave us the momentum to put out another record. So
like you said, you guys have played Warped Tour, and you've opened and played with some major name bands. Were there any that stick out in particular, like you'd want to hook up with again?
It's probably impossible, but a few years ago, we opened up for this band, The Dismemberment Plan. It was awesome. It was one of my fondest memories with the band, is definitely playing that show.
Are there any local bands you like playing with, more than others?
I guess now we really like playing with First Wave Hello, because it's all just, our old friends from high school and growing up and stuff, so we really like those guys, too, just musically.
It seems like off Virgin Night, Ryan's Basement is the single that everyone's trying to promote. Is there a particular reason why that one's being so popular?
I don't know. That's just what Frank picked, and we just went with that. We were just, stoked to make a video and do all that.
The video is kind of odd. Do you think it reflects the single and what it's trying to portray?
Yeah, definitely. It's just talking about being true to yourself, and if you're not putting your heart and fully pushing your mind, then it's just not worth it to me, because it's just boring. So I mean, that's kind of what the song's about too. Just don't really settle for anything less than the best in your life, period.
Well, you had a fan question from the Hot Like a Robot street team. They were wondering what all the mumbling is that's going on in Bleeding Lungs.
It's just Chris left his cell phone on one time, and he had to drive a friend to the hospital, and it was just a crazy situation, and he ended up recording the whole thing. So That's what it is. Okay. Just a chaotic conversation recorded on a cell phone.
So you guys have toured the U.S., I'd say, pretty extensively. You've gone all over. Do you have any, stories from the road or anything interesting that had happened while you were out?
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. You know, it's pretty much crazy every night, but, I mean, one time Chris got stuck in someone's chimney because he was kind of being stupid on someone's roof, and he jumped in, and he kind of got stuck and couldn't get himself out, and it was kind of funny.
Oh.
Stuck there for a good hour or so.
Is there any city that you really like playing?
I love playing, like, New York City and San Francisco, Portland, Oregon. Just a whole bunch. I just like being on the road and traveling and stuff in general, so.
In your opinion, which decade produced the most relevant music?
I just think, like, every decade has so much to offer. I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, if you want, like, my favorite time in music, maybe, like,
yeah, go ahead.
I really appreciate, like, just 90s, what I grew up on, like, just, like, 90s indie rock, 90s noise rock, just, like, you know, that whole, I don't know what that is, you know, just bands like Sonic Youth, Nirvana, and Jesus Lizard, and, you know, all that stuff mixed in with, you know, all sorts of San Diego stuff, like Tanner and No Knife and Drive Like Jehu and stuff like that, Rocket from the Crypt. So, I mean, I'd say the 90s is, like, my favorite, you know, as far as punk rock and, like, indie rock goes, mm-hmm. for sure.
So we kind of touched on this earlier, but how does the San Diego music scene compare with what's selling in mainstream, and how does that affect or influence Hot Like a Robot?
Oh, man, I mean, since we've been around, San Diego's changed so much, so, I mean, it's hard to keep up with that, but, I mean, I think San Diego's just so big. I mean, there's so much of a music scene. I mean, there's, you know, there's mainstream kind of music out there that's doing well, like, you know, like Unwritten Law and Blink-182, obviously, for the past 10 years, and, you know, and then there's all kinds of good, like, indie rock stuff, good punk scene, good hardcore scene. I mean, I think it has a lot to offer. I think it has a unique brand of, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I just think San Diego, you know, definitely has its niche and definitely has its unique sound and touch on things, so.
In the past, you had been working on a side project, the Alligator Phobia Complex, and so I was wondering what's going on with that. Is that still something you're interested in?
I'm recording music for that. It's, you know, it's just a slow process. I just want to take my time with it. It's not something I feel like I have to rush or, you know, something like that. So, I mean, for now, those were just, like, some demos I recorded, like, in my bedroom one time, so.
What kind of music would you say that project's working on?
What kind of music? I'd say it's just a lot more electronic, and it's just kind of, I just maybe say my take on, you know, electronic, dark music, like, you know.
As an artist who has tattoos and, like, plugs, why do you think rock music is so prevalent with musicians with body modification?
I don't know. I mean, just because it's artistic in general. I mean, I've just always been into, like, painting and drawing and all kinds of different forms of art myself. So I think tattoos were just, like, inevitable for me. It's just a way for me to, like, express myself. I mean, I guess music's the same thing, just a way for me to express myself.
Are you saying you're into art and painting and stuff? So do you do artwork for the records?
I did the first record, and I did Hurry Up and Die, and I did, yeah, Virginity, too. But I also, we collaborated with a graphic artist on Virginity for some stuff. But, yeah, I usually, like, lay down the paint and stuff like that, so.
Why do Hot Like a Robot shows usually end with you destroying something on stage or climbing the set and swinging off rafters?
Because, I don't know, I mean, I guess just there's a lot of tension in our band. We're just been a band a long time, so we're always, there's always stress built up in the van and between each other, so I think it's just kind of our way of, like, getting everything out. So, you know, it's just fun, too. Since I was a kid, I was always fascinated with, you know, The Who to, like, Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix just kind of throwing their guitars around. I don't know, I just, it just, can't help but indulge myself in that kind of stuff, I guess.
So I know you said that the band's on a little hiatus right now, but where would you like to see it in a couple of years, or where do you see it going?
Right now I just hope someday we can, you know, just, I don't know, function as a band again, you know? For right now, I mean, I wouldn't call it a hiatus, I'd just call it a break. We're just kind of reevaluating things. We just, you know, kind of need a break after a few years of touring, so, I mean, I don't think it's the end of Hot Like a Robot, so...
Well, I hope not, because you guys have always been my favorite San Diego band. And when I heard that you'd maybe broken up, I did cry a little bit in my room. Yeah. Okay, so I always ask my musicians the same three questions before I end an interview. So the first one is, do you have a slang term that you use a lot or a phrase you overuse?
I probably say dude way too much, and I don't know where I got that from. Probably pretty annoying for some people.
Yeah.
Especially when I have a couple drinks, I just say dude way too much. I hate it. Wish I could stop.
What's your drink of choice?
My drink of choice? I just like beer. I usually just drink like amber ale. Can't get enough of it.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner? Like wearing eyeliner?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to put it on. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, if you can pull it off, dude. I don't know. I don't think I could pull it off, but... What about lip liner? Stop messing around with eyeliner and do, like, the straight black lip liner.
Yeah,
that could be cool.
Start that.
Yeah. I don't think I could pull that off either, but if you got giant lips, I say go with the lip liner.
Do you have any message for any fans or anyone who's listening to this? Like, final word?
Be cool. Stay in school.
Hey.